Hey, Anna, what do you think of this pet policy?
Well, I am a huge animal lover, and I would have loved to bring my dog to school. But I read the pet policy before moving on campus, so of course I didn't bring him to school. He is living with my parents now.
Okay, so you read the policy and didn't bring him to school. But what about all those people who maybe didn't know about the policy?
Well, even if there was no policy, you have to be respectful of other students. It wouldn't be fair for students with allergies. Imagine trying to study while your eyes are watering and you're constantly sneezing. I mean, studying is tough enough without having to deal with allergies brought on by someone else's pet.
Yes, that's true. My roommate has a fur allergy and he says he can't study at his friend's house because they own a cat.
And it's not just allergies. Some animals, especially dogs, can be territorial and without proper training could be dangerous. My friend owns a dog and he is so skittish around new people. Sometimes I'm afraid he might bite someone. With all these people walking around and making noise, it could be stressful for some animals, and they might hurt a fellow student.